97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio. Kim on a whim.
Arriving next for the ultimate digital detox.
Oh, look at this.
You guys ready?
Yep.
Our Dallas-based dads, the Hannah Riggs.
All of your tech here, phones, devices.
Okay.
What's first? No more work. No more emails. No more pings. No more bings everywhere we go. Are you guys ready to get rid of these devices?
No.
Alexa, good morning.
I'm Jason Hanna.
My name is Joe Riggs.
We have our twin boys, Ethan and Lucas, that are 10 years old.
I take it you've never heard of the show that was the trailer for.
I have not. That's a new one to me.
It's called Back to the Frontier, and Chip and Joanna Gaines, who I know you've heard of,
yes,
they're the ones who are coming out with this. It's featured on their own network, like the Magnolia Network or whatever it's called. And they've taken a lot of heat for that particular episode. This is like an 8-episode series that's debuting, and it's featuring a same-sex couple. And they have the twin boys who were, they went through a surrogate. And it's interesting because, you know, those shows that they had on HGTV, they were so wholesome, and the flipping shows that they would do. And they were criticized when those came out because they wouldn't feature a same-sex couple. But they really kind of built their empire by pegging themselves as these, like, devout Christians. And remember when the whole Target, like, the tuck swimsuit thing went down and people were really mad at Chip and Joanna because they wouldn't pull their line? They have a whole line of home decor there, which is really cute, by the way. I'm sure you don't feel the same way about that.
I've thought the same thing.
Yeah, you think it's cute too? They did not pull. I can't really blame them for not wanting to pull their line, because I'm sure that's some huge partnership, and, you know, I wish they would have said something about it, but I ultimately get why they didn't decide to cut ties with Target.
People are so worried about offending someone.
But, I think Chip's response is what's getting a lot of people mad.
So what was Chip's response?
So obviously there's people saying, why are you, you guys are devout Christians and you've kind of built your empire on that. Why are you featuring this gay couple on your show? And here's what Chip said. He said, talk, ask questions, listen, maybe even learn. Too much to ask of modern American Christian culture. Judge first, understand later, or never. It's a sad Sunday when non-believers have never been confronted with hate or vitriol until they're introduced to a modern American Christian. I understand that you can still love somebody and disagree with their lifestyle 1,000%. You still should be loving to them, but love doesn't necessarily mean that you accept that or you make it seem like it's okay.
What does he mean by non-believers in that statement? Read that portion of it to me again.
He also put that in quotations. He put, it's a sad Sunday when, quote, non-believers have never been confronted with hate or vitriol until they're introduced to a modern American Christian. So I wonder if he's referring to the couple, the two men.
I don't know. That part confused me.
But, man, people are really...
Non-believers being confronted. I mean, as a Christian, you're not really... Even if you're out there spreading the gospel, you're not really confronting.
Well, you
could
be,
but
you... You're trying to spread the truth. Yeah, I mean, I guess it depends on how you want to word it. But, I mean, truth and love. But it's... You know, that's just how it is with a lot of these TV shows. And people are basically saying how sad they are. They feel like Chip and Joanna caved. But how, I mean, we have very few options on TV.
What's the show about?
It's basically where you have people, couples or families, who have to, for like 8 or 10 weeks or something like that, they have to go and live as if they were living back in like the 1880s. So, you know, no running water, no electricity, they're just... on the homestead, and they're raising livestock, and they're seeing if they can basically survive, because so much of our life now is dependent on all the modern day conveniences.
Right.
So, you know, you heard in the beginning that they're turning over their phones and all the technology that we have. That would give people a shakes right there, is having to turn over their tablets or turn over their cell phones.
Well, I don't know what everybody's surprised about. Maybe it's because of who the hosts are. Chip and
Joanna
are the mm-hmm. hosts of this show.
Right. Well, they came up with it,
but they're not in the show.
I'm not sure if they're actually featured in the show itself.
I'm not surprised by this.
I mean, does it
watch it.
I'm not sure if I guess I'm still interested to watch the show a little bit. I don't watch a ton of TV, but I mean, it's hard to find a movie or a TV. Like, even the Superman, the new Superman, I've heard that's woke.
Of course. Everything's upside down these days. Everything. Try watching, if you're a cisgendered white male or cisgendered white female, to borrow their term, whatever the hell cisgendered means, if you're normal and you happen to be white, try looking at most TV commercials these days and seeing if you see yourself represented there. It's gone so far the other way that it's almost like they go out of their way to avoid that. And it's the same way in the liberal left world of Hollywood, where they're coming up with these ideas for these TV shows. Mm-hmm. It's just gone. Standards are gone. It's just all flipped upside down.
Yeah. Well,
maybe we should get Donald Trump to aim his attention there for a little while, because he's changed so many other things. You know, with DEI and all the wokeness and all that garbage.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, he used to be involved in that. Really, he was pretty critical of the folks at NBC. Maybe he could have an impact.
You talk about representation, because that's why you hear of so many of these companies saying, oh, we came out with this doll. Like, what were we talking about last week? It was the diabetic Barbie, where she has the she has the glucose monitor and everything, and
or the Ozempic Barbie when it comes with a removable belly.
I love that. Well, that one's obviously a joke, but the diabetic one is for real. That's a thing, and they're talking about being inclusive and having representation. And the couple on this show, Back to the Frontier, that's exactly what they said. They said they felt like the show was an opportunity to put ourselves out there and help normalize families like ours. They said representation deeply matters, especially for those who are still finding the courage to live their truth. When families like ours are visible, it opens the doors for others to feel safe, loved, and validated. That's part of why people are mad.
You're validating it, you're affirming it a little bit. You're pushing it on other people.
I mean, is that what it's going to take to get some of these people or Hollywood to stop pushing all this wokeness on us? I mean, you just don't go see Superman. You don't go see a lot of these films or watch shows that push this type of agenda.
Well, look at James Gunn. I mean, the guy's from St. Louis, part of the hard left Hollywood elite. Remake Superman, which, God, how many versions of there? Maybe there haven't been as many versions of Superman as there have Batman, but at some point it's getting a little ridiculous, I think. So these days, what does he do? He changes from truth, justice in the American way to truth, justice and the human way. And then goes on media trips to foreign countries suggesting that, well, you know, Superman in the show was really represented an illegal immigrant coming to America and how he was treated versus how we treat them today.
It just makes me want to gag.
James Gunn, Superman would certainly have been a candidate for asylum because his world blew up. You wouldn't have to make that up and change the rules the way Joe Biden did to give Superman asylum when he came to the United States. And they try to make it about illegal immigration. This is the twisted mind of the left in this country. I'm just sickened by it.
You can't watch a single award show. Not that I've really been watching them anyway, but you can't watch a single award show without one of the actors getting up there and trying to make some sort of a political statement.
Of course.
Like, they don't even necessarily, they might thank like two people, and then it just becomes a platform for them to say, we need to be caring more about these undocumented immigrants, and they're our brothers and sisters, and da 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 da. It's just so exhausting. And people talk about, well, the conservatives are going crazy and dead. Well, you've been like pushing this on us for years and we're sick and tired of it. It's in our face and we're just expected to accept it.
And you go, the go woke, go broke thing doesn't seem to have had any impact on them. Look at how Hollywood has suffered in recent years in terms of movies till you come out with something a little more wholesome like Top Gun, like Maverick, and people flock back to the movie theaters to see it.
Yeah.
But they're not flocking. The $120 million that Superman took in, to best of my knowledge, it was about the only new thing in the theater that anybody might have had any interest in. And people probably took their kids, probably weren't a lot of adults going to see it, I would guess. Those aren't great numbers.
Mm-mm. Not for a classic like that.
I don't know. I wouldn't think so. The Man of Steel. Anyway, all right, good point there.
Get more at 971talk.com.